J'attendrai le jour et la nuit, j'attendrai toujours ton retour.
We bring you again from Canada, Giselle.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? Mesdames et messieurs.
Giselle of Canada singing and playing her songs in French and English. And with two very special guests today, George Burns and Gracie Allen. George and Gracie are waiting for you to start the program with The Surrey with the Fringe on Top.
Chicks and geese and ducks better scurry when you take me out in a surrey. When you take me out in a surrey with the fringe on top. Watch that fringe and see how it flutters when you drive them high step and strutters. Nosy folks will peek through their shutters and their eyes will pop. The wheels are yellow, the upholstery's brown, the dashboard genuine leather. The eyes and glass curtains you can roll right down in case there's a change in the weather. Two bright side lights winking and blinking, ain't no finer rig I'm a-thinking. Don't you wish you'd go on forever and would never stop in that shiny Surrey with the fringe on top. Now the wheels are yellow, the upholstery's brown, the dashboard's genuine leather. With eyes and glass curtains you can roll right down in case there's a change in the weather. Two bright side lights winking and blinking, ain't no finer rig I'm a-thinking. Don't you wish you'd go on forever and would never stop in that shiny little Surrey with the fringe on the top.
I'd like to sing for my French song today, La chanson de la rue, or as we would say in English, the song of the street.
La chanson de la rue, c'est tout à fait notre histoire. La chanson de la rue, chacun s'est reconnu. Les couplets, les refrains se ressemblent toujours, car on y parle uniquement d'amour. Il y a des gens s'arrêtent. Parle de jeunesse, de rêves d'amour déçus et des regrets que vous laissent des années qui ne sont plus.
Please do.
Well, folks, I promised you an interview with George Burns and Gracie Allen, and here they are.
Hello, Rupert.
How do you do, Mr. Lucas?
Why, hello, George and Gracie.
Mr. Lucas, I have an idea. Isn't Giselle Canada's favorite singer?
Yes, she is, Gracie.
Well, since Canada was kind enough to send us her best singer, let's send Canada our best singer.
You mean...
My husband, Sugar Throat Burns. Dear, show him how you'd sing for Canada.
From time to time in every clime, blessings come from above.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you think of the idea, Mr. Lucas?
Well, Gracie, for over 100 years, there's been no trouble between the United States and Canada. Let's keep it that way.
Oh, yes, I see what you mean. The Canadians would want George to stay there, and that would make the Americans mad. Well, we'll just tell Canada they can only borrow George.
Well, Canada is one country that doesn't borrow from the United States, Gracie. They make a practice of paying cash for what they get.
Well, I couldn't sell George. I've got too much money invested in him.
Gracie, I'm sure Canada doesn't want to buy me.
Oh, they haven't got enough money, huh?
No, no.
As a matter of fact, Gracie, Canada doesn't have the money to spend here that she used to. You see, since the war, she's been extending a lot of credit to Europe.
Oh, well, so has America.
Well, due to this, Canada has run a little short of American dollars.
Well, so has America.
Gracie, what Mr. Lucas means is that we Americans should understand why Canada isn't spending as much money with us as she used to.
Yes, you see, some people have the idea that Canada is broke, which is not true. She has sent the people in Europe around $2 billion.
Wow, $2 billion.
That figure's about $160 per person when you divide it up among only 12 million Canadians.
Oh. Well, I thought they gave it to the people in Europe.
They did, Gracie, they did. Gee, Rupert, at that rate, the Canadians have given more money per man than we've done here.
Yes, and she's glad to do it, George. Neither of our great countries can stand by and see good people plunged into hopeless despair and innocent children go cold and hungry. Besides, when Europe gets on its feet, it'll be a good customer and do a lot of business with both of us.
If you ask me, the USA and Canada are mighty lucky to have each other as neighbors.
Yeah. I hope Canada never moves away.
I wouldn't worry. It's a pretty heavy country, and not many people could lift it.
By the way, Mr. Lucas, how do you happen to know so much about Canada?
Well, I lived there for a number of years, Gracie.
Oh, really? Let's hear you say something in Canadian.
Well, the Canadian people speak French and English.
English, huh? Well, you mean if I went to Canada, the people could understand me?
I wouldn't go that far, Gracie.
But they'd be delighted to have you visit them, Gracie, just as they welcome all American visitors. And I'm sure you and George will enjoy the beauties of Canada.
Yeah. George has got his eye on one right now. Giselle.
Yeah, I was just thinking I'd like to hear her sing some more.
Oh, so would I. How about it, Mr. Lucas?
She'll be glad to oblige, Gracie. And thanks to you and George for this wonderful chat.
It was our pleasure, Rupert.
George... Giselle sings this one especially for you.
There's the barber in the harbor of Palermo, a very good friend of the barber of Seville. He will stand behind your chair, singing a lovely air, Figaro, Figaro, while he cuts your hair. Everybody loves the barber of Palermo. If you want a song and a shave, he fills the bill. While he trims your curly crop, a little bit off the top, Figaro, Figaro fills the barber shop. He'll never fail to tell the tale, how he shaved the great Caruso long ago. He's very proud to tell the crowd, how Caruso gave him tickets to the show. Oh, the barber in the harbor of Palermo, that very good friend of the barber of Seville. With his clippers he will plow, singing away and how, Figaro, Figaro, then he takes a bow. There's Zebedee, and sweet Marie, Josephina, Angelina, and Annette, they love him so, this Romeo. Every night he has a different Juliet. Oh, the barber in the harbor of Palermo, and hugging and kissing he more than fills the bill. He gets better all the time, and when he's 99, beautiful women will say, Figaro, 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 Figaro.
I think you'll find my next song is as well loved here as it is in Canada. When Day's Done.
That's it for today, Giselle.
Oh, well, I hope I have enough time to say thank you to George Burns and Gracie Allen, who were our guests today.
Yes. My date book says we will have as our honored guest next week Mr. Ronald Coleman. So be sure to be with us, same time, same station.
That old way. Chercher l'oubli.